Draper Republican Senator Howard Stevenson says that the state of Utah needs to begin regulating the use of unmanned aerial vehicles, commonly known as drones, to stave off potential violations of civil liberties.
U.S. law enforcement is greatly expanding its use of domestic drones for surveillance. Routine aerial surveillance would profoundly change the character of public life in America. We believe that rules must be put in place to ensure that we can enjoy the benefits of this new technology without bringing us closer to a surveillance society as we remember from 1984. I don't believe that we want that kind of thing happening in our society, because if you've read 1984 lately, you'll realize that it's a very frightening thing.
During a meeting of the Senate Government Operations and Political Subdivisions Subcommittee on Tuesday, Stevenson said that his Orwellian worries stem from the rapid advance of technology, which, he says, leaves lawmakers playing catch-up.
The Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution protects against unreasonable searches and seizures and requires that generally a warrant must be obtained prior to a search by law enforcement. Our judicial interpretation of how the Constitution applies to new technologies is slow to catch up. Therefore, we need legislation now to ensure that Utah's privacy rights are protected.
Senate Bill 167 would place certain regulatory and reporting rules on drone use by law enforcement in the state. Again, Stevenson.
It requires that law enforcement obtain a warrant supported by probable cause before using, obtaining, or receiving data acquired through an unmanned aerial vehicle or drone. Law enforcement agencies that make use of drones need to report annually through the Department of Public Safety, letting the public know about drone use, including the number of times a drone was operated, the number of criminal investigations that were aided by drones, the type of data collected, how often data was collected from a third party, and the cost of operating drones.
The idea that technology is outpacing the state's ability to regulate was echoed over and over again during Tuesday's committee meeting. Here's Connor Boyack, director of the Lehigh-based Libertas Institute, a libertarian think tank, speaking in support of Stevenson's legislation.
Drones today, and military application right now primarily, are as small as a mosquito, with powerful audio and visual capabilities. These can be easily deployed without any knowledge of the target who is being surveilled. It's only a matter of time before those military applications bleed over into domestic civil government applications, commercial applications as well. And so I think it's very wise to preemptively enact privacy protections consistent with the Fourth Amendment and probable cause in obtaining a warrant.
And here's Marina Lowe, Legislative and Policy Counsel for the ACLU of Utah, echoing that sentiment.
This is entirely consistent with the sort of catch-up work that we need to do on the legislative level to make sure that our laws are ready and able to protect our privacy as our technology advances at a lightning speed.
The committee's unanimous approval of the bill comes in the wake of a legislative resolution in support of drone development and production in the state. The federal government and many private developers of the technology have been in the market for test locations for drones, and Utah has been courting the industry. To some, it might seem that state lawmakers are working against each other, with one bill in favor of drone development and another trying to rein in their use. Not so, says the ACLU's Marina Lowe.
I'm also very pleased to see that I think this bill recognizes that privacy and economic development and law enforcement use are not mutually exclusive, that we can, in fact, strike a proper balance that protects the privacy of our citizens while at the same time allows us to continue developing this, in some ways, very exciting technology.
Utah isn't alone in its attempts to deal with the coming drone invasion. This year, 35 states are considering legislation having to do with the evolving technology, and the Federal Aviation Administration is developing guidelines for commercial drone use. The FAA is expected to release those guidelines by the end of next year. Having cleared this first legislative hurdle, Senator Stevenson's bill now advances to the full Senate for consideration. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.